Welcome to the Word of the Week. This is a weekly podcast inspired by the Word of God. This five-minute podcast will acquaint you with the Word of God by focusing your Bible study on how everyday words are used in Scripture. The personal thoughts I share are based on my spiritual journey and life's lessons. I'm your host, Doreen Newton. Let's get started. Welcome to the Word of the Week for the week of March 10th, 2024. The word this week is indoctrinate, I-N-D-O-C-T-R-I-N-A-T-E. The definition of indoctrinate is the process of repeating an idea or belief to someone until they accept it without criticism. Our scriptures come from Mark 12, chapter 30 through the 31st verse. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandments greater than these. And from James, 1st chapter, 22nd through the 24th verse, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Many conservative politicians are working ridiculously hard to convince their constituents that teachers who educate our children about the historical realities of man's inhumanity to man are not teaching history. Instead, teachers who teach the truth of history are being told to stop indoctrinating our children. Isn't the truth of the American struggle throughout history important? Can parents decide what truths would be beneficial to their children? Would there be less indoctrination if the parents who make those decisions are Anglo-Saxon Christian economically empowered conservatives? Or would parents who are people of color, atheists, or native-born liberals who've been the victims of inhumanity be better able to decide? In the absence of truth, either group could be guilty and benefiting from indoctrination. Indoctrination is the process of repeating an idea or belief to someone until they accept it without criticism or question. Indoctrination is used to control the narrative to the benefit or advantage of someone or something else. For example, we indoctrinate soldiers so that they will be more patriotically willing to surrender their lives for the benefit of their country. We indoctrinate our teachers so they will teach the lessons that will be beneficial or in support of the power structure as society wants it to be when the students graduate from the school. We indoctrinate our medical professionals so that pharmaceutical and medical supply companies can make astronomical profits at the expense of providing natural healing and doing medical practices that provide more economical relief, healing, and comfort. During the time of Jesus, the religious leaders of God's chosen people were using indoctrination. The Jewish people were being led by leaders who were only reading and reciting those portions of God's word that would result in the people's adherence to their personal interpretation of the word. Jesus came to present the truth. Each of the following groups of God's chosen people had their reasons to indoctrinate those under their influence. The Sadducees were the well-connected, wealthy conservatives who believed in the authoritative power of God. They were protecting their status. The Pharisees were elevated from the common people who believed in the afterlife and other spiritual manifestations of God. They were the spiritually astute. The Essenes were the radical, non-traditional believers who were chaste, lived in the desert while eating wild food and living communally. They were the ones who lived the piously righteous lives. And the Samaritans were considered as strange foreigners and outsiders who believed in the exclusivity of the Pentateuch as their spiritual and religious guide. They were authorities on living a godly life. They were all self-righteously competing against each other for power and control. God's people had neglected the basics of living the Ten Commandments that Jesus spoke as written in Mark 12, chapter 30 through the 31st verse. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandments greater than these. Their leaders had been distorting their history. Jesus reminded God's chosen people that they were to live the word of God according to the truth that had been enshrined in their history with God. Indoctrination is a tool that can be used to change, distort, or destroy history and is unnecessary when the truth is taught. History is truth and is the will of God. As such, it is divine, it is fair, it is honest, it stands, it educates, and it will never change. The truth, like God, will never fail. God bless you. Aureen out. Thank you for joining us for the Word of the Week. You can subscribe to become a member of the Word of the Week-Newton group, which will make you eligible to receive our Word of the Week by email each week, support our show, and give you access to our study journal and other subscriber benefits. You can email me at candonewton@gmail.com. That's candonewton@gmail.com. God bless you. Aureen out.